Ukraine is one foreign policy issue on President Obama's worry list. Another is cybersecurity. Witness the indictments last week alleging hacking by the Chinese military to steal U.S. trade secrets. And don't forget the Stuxnet virus. It was allegedly used by the U.S. and maybe Israel to sabotage Iran's nuclear centrifuges, but then was used by someone else to stage a cyber attack against the world's largest oil producer, Saudi Aramco. Cybersecurity, or as some might call it, cyber warfare, is such a new realm that even the definition of what it is constantly up for debate. Rick Forno can describe in a broad sense what it means. He directs the graduate cybersecurity program at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Generally speaking, cyber warfare is using computers to attack other computers as a way of exercising your national power or supporting your foreign policy or your military strategy.
Well, we saw how the war in Iraq began with shock and awe in 2003. Is it recognizable cyber warfare? I mean, does it begin with a kind of shock and awe?
Well, it can be if it's intended to be. But one of the sinister things about computers and this type of warfare is that it can be very, very stealthy, very insidious, and you may not know that your data has been manipulated or that your computers are acting strangely until it's too late.
Assess for us how ready the United States is to fight a cyber war, or perhaps it's already fighting cyber wars that we don't know about.
Well, one of the problems in discussing cyber warfare with the United States is that so much of it is speculative in nature. It's very highly classified what our capabilities and our strategy is in this arena. But I would say, coming off of a 20-year career in the cyber field, that we have significant cyber vulnerabilities that make us, in my view, far more susceptible to a successful cyber attack than us attacking somebody else.
I mean, we had in the Cold War the idea of mutually assured destruction, or MAD, it kind of warded off out-and-out nuclear war. Is there a similar analogy in cyber war?
I think there can be. MAD, in one case, can be viewed as mutually assured dependence, because we are also dependent on these very same infrastructures. So one of the big threats, if you will, is, well, a terrorist may shut down the Internet or target the Internet. Well, that may be well and good, but the terrorist, by doing that, is going to disrupt their own ability to operate. So there's a boomerang effect here.
What does prevent countries and state actors and non-state actors from going all out with cyber warfare?
I think partially that the rules are still being written on what is and is not cyber warfare and what's acceptable use of cyber power. And I think there's a realization exactly that, well, if we launch this stuff, we may also become victimized by that stuff, and we don't want to go down that road.
Do you think the trend is heading toward kind of like a cyber warfare Armageddon, or does everybody have enough self-control that that's not going to happen, do you think?
I don't think we're going to have a cyber warfare Armageddon or a digital Pearl Harbor or a cyber Cuyahoga or something like that. I think rather it's going to be a lot of these incidents that we're seeing where minor attacks happen. Stuxnet was a great example of a cyber tool used for a specific foreign policy purpose against the Iranian nuclear program. Mm. I think we'll see more and more things like that versus a grandiose cyber warfare that you can easily describe.
Where do you see all this headed, Rick? I mean, as you kind of work on this program at the University of Maryland, as you look at all this stuff that's going on out there, it's for a layperson like myself, it can get kind of scary, but I don't know that much.
There are so many aspects of the cyber warfare or cybersecurity issue that it's really hard to, you know, say this is where it's going to be. I think we're going to muddle our way through this as a society, and you will have different issues affecting nations, companies, and us as individuals, as computer users and citizens, that as they crop up, we'll have to address them as events happen. There really is no clear roadmap that we can say, you know, we're going to have a cyber detente like we did during the Cold War. I don't think we're going to see that level of analysis.
That was Rick Forno from the Graduate Cybersecurity Program at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.